leader!
Order, order.
Before the House set nose to grindstone to resume the part-by-part debate on the government's health and safety reform bill, question time began with this one from opposition leader Andrew Little.
My question is to the Prime Minister. Does he have confidence in the Minister of Workplace Relations and Safety, given his decision not to include sheep, beef and dairy farming in his proposed schedule of high-risk industries?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, yes.
Supplementary.
Supplementary question, Andrew Little.
Given the nationwide average death rate is 4 workers per 100,000 and dairy farming's death rate is 16 workers per 100,000, why isn't farming considered high risk?
The Right Honourable
Speaker,
Prime Minister.
Because we use an accepted, standardised list of industries shared by Australia and New Zealand.
The opposition leader then got down to specifics.
Given that ACC charges twice the levy on dairy farming that it does on lavender growing, why does he say that lavender growing is high risk but dairy farming isn't?
Right Honourable Speaker, Prime Minister.
If the test was one against the other, I'd probably tend to agree with the member, but the test isn't that. Lavender farming will be included in the other category. Government's going through a consultation of those and they may well be taken out.
What a hopeless government.
Supplementary question, Andrew Little.
If the government's objective with this bill is to make workers safer, how can he possibly defend cutting out farming, which accounts for a third of all workplace deaths, from one of the most important protections?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, the member's showing his complete ignorance of the legislation, because actually every farm and every business in New Zealand will have an increased level of responsibility and care when it comes to workplace safety and health. Mr Speaker, every business, including every farm, will have to deal with that, and the employers will have to be responsible for that. Mr Speaker, every director of every business, large and small, will have greater responsibilities. Those contractors that work together will be PCBUs. In fact, the member himself, even though he probably doesn't know it, is about to become a PCBU for his electorate office.
A PCBU is a person conducting a business or undertaking and presumably includes butterfly farmers.
Entry question, Andrew Little.
If he thinks butterfly breeding is high risk but dairy farming isn't, can he tell us the last time a rampaging butterfly had to be shot by police in the streets of Whanganui?
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, what I think is high risk is being leader of the Labor Party, because I've seen plenty of those come and go.
Mr Key then claimed it was the opposition leader who wasn't taking the legislation seriously.
Given we have one chance to get it right to make Kiwis safer at work, but this bill is discredited and in disarray, will he take up my offer to work jointly to craft meaningful legislation that the whole country can support?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
No, I don't think that's required. That's gone through a complete process, Mr Speaker. But, Mr Speaker, the member is trying to say, because of one aspect of the regulations, that somehow there is not a substantial change to workplace. Well, there's what the member is trying to say, and that actually shows that the member isn't taking the process seriously.
Also in question time, Corrections Minister Pazeta Same Lotuinga disputed an opposition claim that a Serco employee had been suspended for fighting a prisoner in Mount Eden Jail.
I haven't personally seen the footage, but I have been advised that it shows a prison guard on CCTV footage approaching a group of prisoners who was sparring. He then gives them some coaching on their technique. Sparring is a banned activity, and Serco was shown the footage on the 6th of August. Serco have suspended the staff member while the investigation proceeds.
That opened the minister to this question from his Labor shadow, Kelvin Davis.
Is the minister saying that guards are now training the inmates how to fight?
The Honourable Pesitar Sam Lotowinger.
Mr Speaker, this case has been the subject of a lot of hearsay and misreporting. What I am saying is that it's currently under investigation By the Chief Inspectorate, and we should await the findings of his review.
Corrections Minister Bezeta Sam Lotuinga. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.